Okay, it was a typical tough ball game with lots of people getting a chance to play. They didn't obviously play a bunch of guys, and we had a group that played probably 12 plays, a couple of guys that went more, just like I said, and a couple that didn't play. So it came down to a second half with a lot of people realizing it was their opportunity, and they played hard. And that's probably the best thing you can say about it. The turnover at the end was really nice to be in that position, because I would have thought they would probably have gone for the touchdown.
Tom, you didn't play Eli or Odell.
Didn't want to play him. We didn't need to play him. I thought we had a pretty good week of practice, and there wasn't a whole lot to be gained at this point in time. So, and I wanted the real reason was we wanted Ryan to get a full opportunity there, and he certainly did. I'll look at the tape. We got into position a number of times, had to kick field goals, which has been pretty much the story of preseason. But he directed the offense. He did a nice job of that. He took care of the ball. I'd have to look at some of the ways in which he came out. I was a little bit, I thought maybe he could have stepped up and got the ball thrown, but, he was out there and the pressure was on him. I would have to look at the tape to see it. But I'm glad he had the opportunity.
You used Whitlock in a number of different
roles. Yeah, we did. We used him, of course, all kinds of special teams. We used him in there in the defensive line at the end of the game. Played the fullback position. He did get an awful lot of snaps. Anybody else?
Jason Pierre-Paul is apparently coming back next week. I assume you're aware of that.
I just heard that, and if it's true, great. Get him in here. Let's see where we are.